This is the Frickin' Awesome Entrepreneur Podcast, session 29.
Welcome to the Frickin' Awesome Entrepreneur Podcast with Alyssa Dare Nelson, where we blow up the myth that you're meant to be well-rounded and independent. Here, we uncover what makes you uniquely awesome while also giving you actionable insights in to fill those gaps of the not-so-awesome. You are perfectly lopsided. Own it. Now let's dive in.
Well, hey, welcome to another live coaching episode on the Frickin' Awesome Entrepreneur. In case no one's told you yet today, you are frickin' awesome. It's true. I can't wait to introduce you to our guest today, who is, of course, also frickin' awesome in her own way, too. Are you ready? Are you ready? Okay, I'm going to read her bio, and then we will welcome her to the show and talk about all the reasons that she is freaking awesome. And what I want you to hear today, especially as we're talking about all of the things that makes our guest awesome, is think about the same things that make you freaking awesome. You know, your life experiences, all the good ones and the bad ones, those make you uniquely qualified to help whoever it is that you aim to help. Your education, and not just the formal stuff, it's the informal stuff too. What books have you read? What things have you learned the hard way, right? What are your values? Your values make you unique. And then, of course, your strength themes. Your strength themes are the things that tell you your how you're going to go about doing whatever it is that you have the education, the experience, and driven values to do. And so those are amazing too. So think about those things for you as we walk through here. Okay. All right. So we're going to introduce our amazing guest today, who I'm really excited about. Mary Beth Vanderlinden is the founder of the Spirit-Led Healing Institute. She's an ordained minister, an international intuitive healer, a healer trainer, and retreat facilitator. Yep. She's amazing. She became aware of her healing gifts at a very early age and went on a lifelong journey to develop what the spirit had given her. You guys see it here in a thread? She knew she had superpowers inside of her, and she said, I'm going to go develop those. But without some major bumps in the roads, like some car accidents, brain injuring falls, and being homeless after an injury took her from work, each of these things moved her into a deeper level of understanding of the healing process and the spirit's ability to heal all aspects of us. Mary Beth, thank you for taking the time. Thank you for sharing all of your experiences in advance. Welcome to the Frickin' Awesome Entrepreneur.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm so excited to join you and your listeners. We'll have a good time.
Yeah. What I love is that even in your bio, you talked about some of the really kind of crappy things that have happened to you. One of my favorite Tony Robbins quotes is that life doesn't happen to you, it happens for you. So that we can use these terrible things that happen to us and go, wait. How is it happening for me? Right. And I am a firm believer that things don't happen all for a reason. They have some people like, oh, everything happens for a reason. I don't believe that because I don't think that, you know, our wonderful universe creator has bad things for us. Like, oh, here, let me just deliver this really terrible thing to you. But I do believe that out of every awful situation, that good can happen. I really believe that at the core of my soul. And you've taken that same stance. And I just love that philosophy. So why don't you tell us a few things that have kind of led you to where you are now? You said early on that you knew that you had gifts. Can you tell us a little bit about how you knew? Is it just an inner knowing, or did something uncover for you? Because there are people who are listening who are like, I'm not really sure what my inner gifts are, right?
I would do strange things. I mean, for a kid, they were strange. And I mean, things would just like come over me and I would just know like what to do. One example I can think of is that I had a friend, we were like 8 years old. We were, a bunch of us were playing ball and she was supposed to be the pitcher. And all of a sudden she got too close. And when the kid swung the bat back, it knocked all the teeth right out of her. But I mean, everyone else is just screaming and panicking. And I just was real, I remember being so calm and reaching down and picking her teeth up off the ground. They had been knocked right by the roots out. And took her, and I go, you know, we need to go to my house. My parents were always home because my dad slept during the day and worked at night. And we got there. There was nobody there. And I remember thinking like, oh, my mom will kill me if I get blood all over her house. That was the first thing that went through my head. And so I remember rinsing her mouth out in like the laundry tub, splashing mouth water in there and giving her a towel and laying her on the couch. I went upstairs and dumped the bread out of the bread bag, got ice cubes out, put them in the bread bag and smacked them on the counter and crushed them and went down and put that in her mouth. And then I washed her teeth off and put them in Tupperware and poured milk over them and called her mom and said, like, you know, she got her teeth knocked out. You need to come and get her. This is our address. And the next day, the mother showed back up at our house to thank my mom for putting like her teeth in milk. That the doctor's like, who did this? You know, we were able to put those teeth back in and wire them into her mouth because they were kept alive by them being in milk. She goes, oh, I wasn't home. That was Mary Beth. And so I would just do weird things. Yeah.
Yeah. That you just knew. Okay.
Yeah. It just, you know, I didn't think about it. It was just, that's what I did, you know, but even the doctors are like, how would anyone even know to do this?
You know? Do you have some sense for how you knew, like it just popped in your head? I need to put the teeth in milk.
It was like breathing. It was just natural and normal. And just like, this is what you do type of thing. I didn't think about it. Like, why am I doing this? Or what's making me think of that? You know what I mean? I just did whatever I was led to do. But then afterwards, when the mom came, I thought, well, that was really weird. Why did I do that? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And everything. But so I would do weird things. Like
so,
that.
You know, kids are really intuitive, right? And we do things that are sort of that come naturally to us. And then if you're anything like I was, I would second guess that. And I would, you know, go, oh, no. Like that instinct is bad or wrong, or how would I know any of that? Did you go through a period of your life where you kind of self shut down or self sabotaged that natural knowing? Or were you able to hold on to that?
Yeah, no, I held on to it, and people would look at me like, you know, I had two heads or something. Some of the stuff I would say, but I was like a stubborn kid, and I was like, you know, well, that's what, you know, just coming out, you know. But kids, for the majority, they have that, like, I call it beaten out of them.
Yeah.
You know, like take a child that they have an imaginary friend and they're always talking to this imaginary friend. And at the first, the parents are like, oh, that's so cute. They have a little, you know, like my cousin, she had two imaginary friends, broccoli and cauliflower.
At least they were healthy.
Yeah. And my granddaughter, she had one, this name was Pickle. And we like food, I guess. Yeah. But, you can tell we like to eat. Yeah. But, you know, and everyone at first, they was like, oh, that's so cute. But then they get to be like five and they're going to start school. And they're like, you know, you need to drop the imaginary friend and quit talking like that. People are going to think you're weird, or, you know, and the parents are always like, stop that. And, you know, that's their guides that they came in with, that they're talking to. And I can remember my grandson being at, you know, my house. And he said, you know, can my friend come in and eat dinner with us? And I said, oh, sure, you know, go let him in. You know, he went and opened the door and, you know, let his friend in. And I said, oh, hello, you know, I'm his grandmother. And what is your name? And he spoke up and he goes, oh, her name's Sally. And I said, oh, Sally what? And he was only like 2.5 years old. And he said, Sally Montejuju. I researched that name later. And that is like a really ancient Egyptian name.
Really?
Yeah. But when he was just having fun and wanting to play, I'd say, how old is Sally? Because I see energy. So I saw her. And when he wanted to play, he'd say, well, she's little like me. She's my age. But then his dad was killed in a car accident when he was 6 years old. And I mean, he was just hurting like so bad. And I'm like, you know, And I said to him, I said, you know, do you talk to Sally? Oh, yeah. And I go, how old is Sally? And she's old like you. You know what I mean? And so your guides, they're going to be who you need, who's for your highest good at that time. But he realized, you know, that that was a little kid and then they were old and, you know, whatever he needed. And I always encouraged that, where my daughter was always like saying, like, stop that.
You know? Oh, this is so good. And it does, it points directly to your strengths, which I will share in just a moment here. But here's one of the things that I love about you, is that you remained open and non-judgmental, and you could see how the value of that connection right. to the spirits really allowed people to be their best. And, you know, how you've transitioned that to how you help your clients. And I mean, we can see even just in this conversation with your grandson, how it very likely translates to how you help your clients. But let me share your top five themes, because I love this stuff so much. Okay. So strategic is your number one. Connectedness, ladies and gents, can you hear her connectedness? We're all connected. At number two, communication. At number three, belief. At number four, and woo at number five. So, Mary Beth, what I hear is that is your connectedness and your belief just absolutely shining through, where it is natural for you to go, well, of course we're all connected, and that it's not out of the realm of possibility for us to be connected with someone in ancient Egypt, right? Like right. Just that connection, right? And the spiritual realm, which none of us can see, is difficult to have that core belief in. Now, the strength theme of belief isn't about religion. It really is about purpose-driven action, right? Which is why it's an executing or a get-it-done strength theme. But it's also about core values and what's important. And you, because I think of your strength themes from the get-go, have been able to hold on to that and to keep that steady. And that's one of the gifts of belief, is steady bedrock values that allow you to go through tough times and people questioning, what are you like? That sounds crazy. Like, well, it might sound crazy, but this is what I believe. Right. And I love that. And then your woo allows you to connect very quickly with people. Right. And when you can do that, when that secret sauce is added to the mix, now to help people wrap their heads around some of the things that a lot of people are uncomfortable talking about, the spiritual realm, there's a lot of folks that are uncomfortable talking about it because they're not sure what they believe, right? But that woo helps you to come in and make that connection and go, hey, it's okay. Let's just talk about this openly. And I'm right there with you. And people, I don't know why, but I feel comfortable talking to you, right?
Very good. Yeah.
And so I just think, you know, with what you do, and I want to talk next about the work that you currently do with your clients, because I think we're going to hear even more so how that strategic plays in and how your communication, which is a great storyteller, plays into how you help your clients. So what kind of work do you do right now with your clients?
Well, I do healing sessions, and healing sessions can fall under like many, many different categories. I tend to draw healers to me, people that maybe they don't even know they're a healer, but they know they're drawn to listen in on, you know, programs like yours, or they're drawn to different like telesummits maybe that have to do with healing and stuff like that. And so, or they may seek out a naturopath or acupuncturist rather than a doctor. They'll be drawn to me, and it's because they have been a healer in many, many past lives. And so they have that cellular memory. And so they're drawn to that. And yet most healers have gone through really trauma experiences, like a lot of traumatic experiences in past lives. And so they've actually sent aspects of their soul away. Anytime something traumatic is happening, it's like, how does a 3-year-old deal with being abused especially like sexually abused, especially by somebody that should be protecting them and loving them. And they just can't deal with it. And so they send that aspect of themselves away, literally. Mm. And it's kind of like sticking your head in the sand. You don't have to look at it. You don't have to deal with it. And you can go on like things are normal and everything. It's a self-preservation type thing.
Right.
And so I do a lot of past life regression and clear out the energy from those different traumas, because once you clear it out in those lifetimes, it clears from this lifetime. And people don't realize why they just keep going round and round the same mountain, no matter what they try to get out from under that pattern. They can't, because they're holding all those past life energies. And there's different types of past life. The type I do, I expand their energy out beyond that lifetime. So I am able to clear the energies from that lifetime so they can clear from this lifetime. It's not like just telling you a story of what or who you were. Mm-hmm. In the past is actually doing the healing work. And then any soul aspects that are missing from that lifetime, I'll bring them back. And so more and more of who you are is coming back to you. Some people are missing so many aspects of themselves. They look like Swiss cheese when I look at their energy. And then you see them being filled in more and more. So more and more, they become who they came here to be. And then they realize like, oh, that's why I was always drawn to that. That's who and what I really am. And so I do a lot of that type of work, a lot of clearing, whether it's business clearing, house clearing, all the way to entity clearing. A lot of people are carrying entities and they don't know why they always feel so drained or why there's so much chaos in their life all the time. But there's certain types of entities, that's their whole job. Is to mess with your emotions and bring chaos to your life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So question, do your clients often come to you because they've tried every other thing under the sun? And they're like, well, I guess I need to be open to the spiritual healing aspect and like kind of as a last ditch effort, for lack of a better term, or do your clients innately know, you know what, the spiritual stuff is what I need and this is where I'm going to go? Because I, you know, as you're talking about sort of sending parts of yourself away, it points to me to people who are like not open to some of this kind of work initially,
sure.
And then go, well, I don't know, like I got nothing else to grab at. So I'm going to try this. What do you find with your clients is the entry point where they are like, okay, I need something.
Right.
And I think you're it. Is it because it's a sort of last ditch effort and they've tried everything else? Or is it usually because they already have that base and openness to spiritual healing? And so that's a natural fit.
I find it's kind of like 50-50. Some people, like someone else has said to them, oh my gosh, you need to go see Mary Beth. You know, I'll use one client as an example. She was young, working for the fire department, kept missing work. And it's okay for me to tell because she's given me permission. And she had almost $10,000 in testing done. And her mother had come to me and she goes, you need to go see Mary Beth. Well, one thing is because my healing sessions are spirit led. Spirit doesn't want me to know anything about my clients. And so I don't have them tell me their issues or anything about them so that spirit leads the session. Mm. And when it's over, they're like, oh my gosh, how did you know all those things? Well, spirit knows everything. You know, when I say spirit, like I speak to Jesus. I speak to my angels, my guides, deceased loved ones that want to assist, and your whole team too, of whoever comes in to represent or support you. And so, you know, I was just doing the session like I normally would, and spirit right away led me to her liver. And I was like, oh my gosh, her liver meridian is back flushing. It's like so blocked, it's back flushing. And so I cleared that and she actually felt nauseated for a second and then it all calmed down as that flushed, you know? And she had already turned in her notice to resign from work because she kept missing work and going to the emergency room all the time and everything. She has never, it's been years, probably been 7 years now, And since then, she's gotten married, had children, you know, become an actual EMT. She never had another stomach pain again. But when I did the work and I said to her, like, you know, oh, your liver meridian was so blocked, it was back flushing. She's like, my liver. And at first I thought she was mad at me. And I said, yeah. And she says, oh my gosh, all the tests they've ever done was on my spleen. Hmm. And everything. And, but just in that one session, you know, she was, you know, healed, if you want to call it that.
Yeah.
And everything. But some people, like when it's past life regressions and all this past life energy and soul aspects missing, that isn't going to just like in a flash come together. You know, it's a grouping of sessions so they can see the patterns and everything. So it can be so different.
Right. Cause that healing can happen instantaneously or oh, yeah. It can take time. Yeah. And what I love is that you also release the, I don't know, sort of promise to that. Right. Because it all depends. And that's the hardest thing about being a healer. And you know, it's one of the hardest thing about being a coach too, is, you know, hey, we're going to co-create this. We're going to be working together, but I don't have all the answers. And the humility in being able to say that out loud is so freeing. And I think it's also one of the things that connects you to your clients. I know it's one of the things that connects me with my clients. There's certain things I can promise, right? And there's certain things that I can't as a coach. And so it's a scary thing to start doing that, right? Because you want to like, yes, the assuredness of this outcome. And it's like, hey, let's figure this out together. But what I will promise you is I will be with you during the process.
Right.
Yeah, that's very cool. I'm excited. Towards the end here, we're going to make sure that people know where they can find you, because I know that there's so many people out there that are hurting, that some of their symptoms are physical and some of their symptoms are mental and some of their symptoms are, you know, kind of play out in their world, you know, with tragedies and things like that come to them, and they are ready to try something new, to try right. a new approach instead of just going to their doctor again and again. But let's shift focuses for just a moment and talk about a challenge that you're having in your business. You know, no matter how long we're in business, no matter how successful we are, there are always challenges. And I like to think of them as challenges rather than obstacles, because I don't want to think of a boulder in my face. It's just like, all right, we've got these different challenges. And when we can be real about that, it allows us as entrepreneurs to come together and to sort of group think, all right, so if Mary Beth is having this issue, I am too, which means that I'm not dumb, I'm not, you know, and also have a community that I can reach out to and really call on for help. So what's the biggest challenge that you're having in your business right now, Mary Beth?
Well, now, and I mean, it's been ongoing. I'm no spring chicken. I'm a chubby grandma. Yeah. And so I have always found that technology is really something. If I really was drawn to it and spirit wanted me to learn it, I would. And they have absolutely walked me through different things, but I don't want to do that. That's not who I am. That's not what I am. I came to assist people with healing in one form or another. And so I just soon like turn that over to somebody else, but I still need to know it. And the thing that's really funny is, as much as I struggle with technology, I felt led, the spirit was leading me to start a podcast. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. so I'm like, great, all new technology. So that's my biggest struggle is technology. But now I'm stepping into a whole new form of technology.
Right.
And so it's going to be interesting. But yeah, woo-woo wisdom is going to hit the airwaves. Yeah.
That's spectacular. And you know, I'm so glad that you're led to do that. And on the pre-chat, we talked a little bit about some of my podcast processes and things like that. Yeah. So I would love to chat about that. And also talk about, you know, how you can use your strengths, your superpowers to get across that barrier. So do you have a very clear why that you're doing the podcast? I know that you said you felt led to do it, but what is your purpose behind starting the podcast?
Part of it is, you know, I've for years reached people one-on-one. Okay. And then I started reaching in groups, but you still are just, you know, when you look at the overall world, you're just touching this little handful or speck of people. And with the platform of a podcast, you can just help so many more people and help bring so many more people together too. Mm-hmm. I know here in Washington, a couple years ago, we had a horrible mudslide. And there were whole families or and people that just weren't accounted for. And I just felt so led to go there and do energy healing on the first responders, the ones that were having to witness all this and work, you know, on all this and everything. And when the word podcast came up, you know, and I kind of felt led to do it. That was the first thing I thought of. I thought, oh my gosh, if I had had a platform like that, just think of all of the healers I could have brought together to be working on that situation together at the same time, whether in person or across the country, you know, whether they were doing remote healing or whatever. And so to me, it's just this huge platform to bring more healing to the world because the world desperately needs it now,
yeah.
You know, more than ever.
Yeah, that's great. And so I'm going to ask you, as you are moving into this podcast realm, which can be like the technology of it can shut you down, is to hang on to and clarify and even put it up on your wall someplace, the reason why. What would be the outcome that you can envision that will happen because of the podcast? You know, that the yes, your message and the healing can be brought to a broader platform. But, you know, I love that story about why I could have brought more healers together and our impact together. Because I hear not just your belief, but your connectedness there too. Like there's all these dots that can connect. And when we can connect via airwaves, wow, the power in that. And the technology is going to be challenging for you.
Right.
Right. But if you can really double down on your gifts, on your belief, on that connectedness, it will help you to move through some of the technology issues.
Right. Right.
Right. The communication theme that you have as well is all about storytelling and self-expression, which is one of my top themes as well. And one of the reasons I fell in love with podcasting, right? So being able to communicate and to connect with people in this platform is so important. So notice that we've not actually talked anything about technology because especially for you and your strengths, it's so important to really connect into the why you're doing it.
Right. Right.
And then when it comes to your strategic, which we haven't talked about at all yet, strategic loves a good plan, loves a good plan. And that plan is usually like, here's the next step. Okay. And now here's the next step. And now here's the next step. So I know that you have a launch checklist, which is really important. And in fact, I should create a launch checklist as well, because I've had this conversation with I don't know how many people who've come to me going, how do I start a podcast? Yeah. So hang tight, ladies and gents. I will create a launch checklist. This is important. So if you have that launch checklist, what it's going to do for you is it's going to take all of the overwhelm and guesswork and check work out of your process. So, okay, first I have to record, you know, 7 interviews, check. And maybe even subchecks like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I have to record an intro and an outro. Okay. I have to get a hosting company, right? So Libsyn is the one I use and I love it. So here's my plug for Libsyn. Get Libsyn. It's great.
I got that. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, and some of these other, how are you going to record? What is the microphone you're using? Some of those things. So just get that checklist so that you can leave the overwhelm behind and the technology of it behind and go, okay, I just need to do this thing next. I need to do this thing next. And then as you shared with me on the pre-chat, you have this great assistant.
Right, I do.
Right?
Thank God for assistance, yes.
Yeah. So you might be listening and going, oh, shoot. Well, I guess that does it for me. I don't have an assistant. It's okay. You still have people. You still have people who have strengths where you don't. Right? So you're freaking awesome in all of your strengths. And that person, whoever that is freaking awesome in all of their strengths. Reach out and ask for help. And it might be that if for now, you know, someone's editing your podcast for a case of beer a week. I don't know. Hopefully they're not drinking a case of beer a week.
Yeah, that would not mine. Yeah.
Right. So, but ask for help in the places that you need help, and leave the technology to, you know, or the, your areas of non-strength to the people who get that stuff. Right. And you're so right, Mary Beth, you don't have to learn all the ins and outs, but you do need to know what to do with the information that's there, right? You don't have to know how to upload a, you know, an MP3 to Libsyn and, you know, go through that process and get it published. But at some point you probably want to at least know that it's being done, right? So one of the recommendations I would have for you is have your assistant. And Zoom is a perfect place for this. So if you guys haven't ever tried Zoom, Zoom is fabulous. So you can go on your own Zoom chat. So zoom.us and even the free version, you can share your own screen. And then your assistant literally can just go, okay, so I'm uploading the MP3 and blah, 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 blah. And she can go through and do that process and record it for you. So then you can just watch it if you ever need to duplicate it on your own. So whoever you have helping you, have them record it on Zoom. And then you can lock that away so that when you're in a place that you can learn it, right. It's already recorded. Same thing for if you're considering hiring an assistant is go through and record your own processes. And then you have a way to delegate that out so that you can spend your time and energy focusing on something else. But the whole point is that you're doing what you need to be doing and not what needs, you know, could be delegated out. So if you know you're going to get overwhelmed by the technology, have someone else do it, but make sure, because we do shift people, right? There might be a time where you lose that assistant,
right?
And you don't want to be stuck going, oh no, now what? If you have those processes recorded, you can simply hand those off to the next person that you hire to say, okay, so here's our podcast publishing process. Here's what we need here. Here's what we need here. Here's what we need here. And they're all recorded. And that should be.
I love that.
Yeah. Yeah. And it all can be done on a free Zoom account. So this is not any extra work. And those videos don't need to be perfect.
Right.
Right? They just need to be done.
Yeah. No, that's an awesome idea.
Yeah. One little time saver tip that I might also add is there is a Chrome plugin called Video Speed Controller. And so for all of these videos that you record on Zoom, what I do is I upload them unlisted to YouTube. So once they're on YouTube, now they're sort of on the interwebs, right?
Yeah.
And then you can use the video speed controller to watch it back at faster than 1.0 speed.
Oh, wow.
So let's just say your assistant fumbles through, you know, this is how we upload an episode to Libsyn and get it published. You could watch it at 1.5 or 1.7 to get the key points to it. So okay. It doesn't need to be recorded perfectly and it doesn't need to be edited perfectly or anything like that, because you can watch it back faster. So it can actually help your productivity, because now you're not spending 20 minutes watching a video that you could get the base information in 10.
Yeah, that's awesome. Thank you so much. That really helps.
So yes, Strategic likes that. Give me a hack here. Give me a hack here.
Give me a hack.
So does that help when it comes to launching, you know, when you're thinking about launching your podcast and you're going, that this is what I need to do. You have a podcast launch checklist already, right?
Right. Well, hopefully, yeah.
Okay. And ladies and gents, I will create one and I will put it up. I'm committing to you that. I promise you, I will do that. Yay. So check the show notes for when that appears. It'll be right on the show notes. So get a checklist, right? Really dive deep into your why. Put it up on your wall, because podcasting is one of those things that you have to release week after week after week after week in order to really help people know, yes, I'm going to be here. Right? And that's the way our podcast grow the listenership, is because people know that you're going to be there and they know what to expect from you. So in order to be able to publish week after week, you have to have a nice, solid process in place. And on those days where you're like, oh, I don't really feel like doing this. I'm really busy. There's other things I want to do. Having that why to come back to is going to be really important. What is the purpose of this podcast? So really dive down deep into your why, and then have your assistant record processes on Zoom. And that way you don't have to worry about it. But the fear for most people is that if I delegate this out, what if I lose that person? You will protect yourself against that when you record their processes for free on Zoom, just as they're going through it. Takes them no extra work whatsoever. And then you have them for if you should happen to need to hire someone else.
That's perfect. I love it.
There's my tips for you. So I can't wait. So your podcast will almost be live by the time that this goes live. Do you have a launch date for your podcast?
I'm believing for July 15th.
Perfect.
Yeah, okay. And the podcast is Woo Woo Wisdom.
Woo Woo Wisdom. And actually, you know what? This is going live on July 23rd. That's when you all are hearing it, July 23rd. So that means that Mary Beth has a live podcast. Woo-hoo! Okay. So I want you all to check out her new podcast. In fact, we just might make that the podcast wreck of the week. So Woo Woo Wisdom. And so you've heard it here. Go check it and see if her podcast is live. And if it's not, well, we're going to have a chat about that. But accountability, no, I'm just kidding.
Accountability partners.
That's right. Accountability is so important for those of us who are really afraid to get through the technology. And the technology aspect of the podcast can be a stopper. And your message and what you're out here in this world to do, Mary Beth, is too important to let technology get in the way.
Oh, so hopefully
this addition of a little bit of accountability is helpful as well. So again, I know that there are people who are listening who really need you, who need that healing, and they maybe don't know exactly if you're the answer. They just know that everything else hasn't worked. Right. How do they get a hold of you, Mary Beth?
Well, they can either go through my website, and it's Spirit Led Healing Institute, or they can even go to my website, marybethvanderlinden.com, and it would flip them over. If they clicked on sessions or events, it would flip them over to that one if they have a hard time with the Spirit Led Healing Institute.
Great. All right. Excellent. And of course, that link to her website will be in the show notes page as well. So don't wait any longer, you guys. If you've got something that just cannot be resolved, right? And you know that there's something more there, you can have a conversation with Mary Beth and figure out, hey, is this the answer? And you know, she's not gonna yank your chain or promise you anything that she can't deliver on. But you know, have that conversation. Be open. Here's my encouragement: be open to have the conversation. This might be outside your comfort zone, which is why I loved your podcast name, Woo Woo Wisdom, because it's like, well, it's a little woo woo, right? But
get into
it and find out, is there something here? So that's my encouragement. Stay open, get curious, and get on over to spiritledhealinginstitute.com. Mary Beth, thank you for coming on and sharing your wisdom, for being open and being vulnerable.
Thank you.
I can't wait for your new podcast. So you'll have to let me know when it officially goes live. And of course, if you need any help in the interim, you can always reach out to me. I'm happy to help.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, this was great. Thank you for having me.
And now it's time for the podcast recommendation of the week. This week's podcast recommendation is The Intuitive Hour, Awaken Your Inner Voice with Michelle Beltran. For some of you, Mary Beth's intuitive healing practice might be a little bit new, and you might be intrigued about how does all of this stuff work. So I thought that the Intuitive Hour would be a really good recommendation if you're interested in learning more about spirituality, the spiritual realms, and all of these other kinds of things that might be a little bit outside your comfort zone, but you're super curious. What I love about this podcast is that you can truly expand your understanding of what it means to be psychic in your own way and how to awaken amplify, and trust your inner voice. You can find The Intuitive Hour on iTunes or anywhere else you like to listen to podcasts. Thank you for tuning in today. As entrepreneurs, we often find ourselves alone, or at least feeling that way, but you're not. By listening here, you are already a part of a great community of like-minded business owners. If you want to be even more active in this community, join us on Facebook. You'll find the Frickin' Awesome Entrepreneur Group full of activity and not to mention unique opportunities. To join today, simply head over to daretosucceed.com/FAE and request access. See you in there. Until next time, keep being frickin' awesome.